Wait, cut.
I am your toilet. So how do you do? I take away your wee and the odd number two.
Oh.
For a quiet moment.
Now, Romy, how big does your music library in your head have to be to know this song even exists?
Well, I will have to say you only have to hear it once to remember that such a thing is out there.
Well, we helped Angela earlier in the hour with her singing toilet, so that was very appropriate for that. Thank you, Gary. We want to talk about monsoon scams, but before we do, we're being flooded with requests for a couple phone numbers. We had Bob Ross on earlier in the program talking about how necessary it is that every home should have whole house surge protection, and they're asking for his phone number. So to reach Bob Ross at Lightning Busters to talk to him about whole house surge protection, which should be on every single house that has electricity, here's the number, 480-229-2646. You can
He's
find
out in
him.
Apache Junction, but he goes anywhere.
He operates statewide. He actually went and protected horse corral and stable and barn at my neighbor's house up in Alpine, Arizona. So he covers the state.
That was a lot farther than Whitman.
That was farther than Whitman.
And he came into our home.
Yeah. So Bob Ross at Lightning Busters, 480-229-2646. And then everybody wants to know how to get a hold of water, All About Water. George was on the phone talking about getting rid of chlorine from your house. Their number is 480-892-7556. All About Water is one of the Rosie certified water treatment experts across the state of Arizona. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. Same place you find Bob Ross, rosieonthehouse.com. Put in your zip code. Put in the category of work you're looking for, lightning protection, water treatment. Hit search, and you'll get the right party to take care of it. Okay, with that said, let's bring in the soapbox music again. Watch Jennifer run up the steps to the courthouse, put her boxing gloves on, jump up and down.
That's what I feel like doing.
I know.
Really do. I want to start with the bottom line. Bottom line is, contact the Arizona Registrar of Contractors and complain. They can't do anything to help you if you don't let them know. And that's the best place to start. If they come on your property and you've told them not to, call the police. Registrar recommends take a picture and call the police. You do not have to open the door. You're not obligated. The story goes that they're coming down the street, staking their signs everywhere. They knock on your door. Hey, for $1,000, we'll get you a new roof. Sign on the dotted line, no figure. And then some of these guys, this one guy that's been mentioned quite a few times to us, has five different licenses, five. And some of them are suspended, some of them are not very old, and some of them are different industries. So he's just chumming there for whoever he can get in a vulnerable position. I have to ask you, if someone starts their business approach with you in this manner, what does that roof look like? We're dying to get out there and see some of these roofs. If you've had a roof done by somebody and you're wondering if it's a job well done, give us a call. We'll come look at it.
The registrar's actually texted me on the phone, and he says, look, I'm available next four Saturdays to talk monsoon scams, because there's a lot of them.
It's not just Sun City. It's not just roofing.
Yeah.
Even John talked about in the tree industry.
Yeah.
Do not do business with people who come to your door. That door-to-door salesman thing isn't a thing of the past.
The registrar actually in the text says, look, we at the ROC will reach out to anyone who needs assistance in filing a complaint. The registrar doesn't. No, nothing triggers.
They're not the attorney general.
Right,
office.
Right, exactly. Nothing triggers the registrar other than a complaint by a homeowner.
Some of these people are afraid to do it.
Yeah,
and you'll.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Call me. I'll come to your house. I'll do it for you.
And some of them are embarrassed. No reason.
I was just mentioning. She said they were. Are they staking the signs then knocking on the door? Well, you got to have permission to even put an election sign on your front door. So, I'll do it anyway.
And a little more music, please. As Jennifer runs,
I am worked up.
As Jennifer runs back down the stairs, let's get it.
I've got Cajun music queued up for the break.
All right. So Jennifer's pretty passionate about this. She's been talking about it. You can kind of look over to her section of the office and see smoke kind of coming up from behind the office partition screens. And you know she's on the phone with somebody who's just been taken advantage of by
this. Lots of tears, lots of calls. And I've had just since the earlier three ladies call and say how they avoided the scam.
Just this hour they've called in? You've taken those calls?
Yeah, they see them over there. They see them coming.
Well, we want to talk a little bit more about it in the next hour as well. How are they avoiding being taken advantage of? Okay. We've recorded another historical first event. Jennifer's first soapbox.